It is a difficult thing to define, but a very important component of a vibrant community. I'm John Maynor, President and CEO of the Cape Chamber. Let's talk business. Quality of life is a much-used phrase in the marketing materials of just about every area. But exactly what is quality of life, and how do you measure it? And are there basic components that matter to everyone? Several indicators are widely recognized in defining quality of life. They are education, the economy, public safety, natural environment, health, social environment, government, and recreation/culture. These are important to all community members regardless of age, gender, ethnicity, or religious beliefs. It is important to be able to measure quality and success, and in today's world, it is easier to do now than ever. Job growth, crime statistics, graduation rates, education opportunities, air quality and recreation programs are just a few categories where numbers are readily available. So how do we stack up in the Cape Jackson Metro? Very well, I'd say. Time does not permit me to review our successes and opportunities in each of the eight categories, but let's mention a couple. The economy is doing quite well. Access to all types of health care is tremendous. City and county governments are strong and fiscally responsible. The university adds a lot of cultural opportunities. Air and water quality in the area are very good. Take time to notice the happenings in these specific areas so you can comment about our local quality of life. I'm John Maynor. For more information on this and other business issues, visit krcu.org.